We begin today, Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach, a series of shiurim on the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. We know, it says in the Megillah, Las is oisam yimei mishtav v'simcha, u'mishloach manos ish l'reihu. And the Trumas Hadeshen already asks, what is the reason for Shloach Manos? The way he asked the question is, if people send to others Shloach Manos, not food items, are you yoitz to the mitzvah of Shloach Manos? And he says that to be yoitz to the mitzvah of Shloach Manos, you have to specifically send food items that can be used for the Suda. And so too do other Paiskim say that Mishloach Manos is connected to Suda's Purim, and therefore for Shloach Manos you have to send food that can be eaten at the Suda. And one of the rayas that Mishloach Manos is indeed connected to Suda's Purim is the fact that we find that if Purim falls on Shabbos, now calendar, it can't happen. Only Shushan Purim could be on Tezvav Adar. So in Yerushalayim, under such circumstances, they have Purim Meshulash, and the Suda is held on Sunday. And just like the Suda is held on Sunday, so too are Mishloach Manos given on Sunday, because they travel together. The Chasam Sofer in Chelek Or Chaim, Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, asked the question, if we're saying that Mishloach Manos is for the Suda, so then we could understand that you give Shloach Manos to a person who needs food, and you're helping him have for Suda's Purim. But what would be the halacha, asked the Chasam Sofer, according to this understanding, if you're sending Shloach Manos to Baruch Shem, someone who has enough for Suda's Purim? How can we say that that's the mitzvah, Shloach Manos? So, the Chasam Sofer says a very interesting pshat. He says, we know that the mitzvah of Matanos L'Avyoinim, the mitzvah of Tzedakah, is important all year round, but particularly on Purim. And there are individuals who don't have enough to make a Suda's Purim, but are individuals who will not take tzedakah. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's exactly what the Takana Mishloach Manos was all about. Send Shloach Manos to everyone. And therefore, even if you'll have an individual who needs food, but is embarrassed or refuses to take, now he'll be able to get food b'derech kavod. The Sefer, the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Rav Shlomo Ganzfried, in his Sefer Apiryoim, says, we need to understand why dafka on Purim is there a din of Shloach Manos. Furthermore, going back to the pasuk that we read earlier, if we look in the Megillah speaks about u'mishloach matanos u'matanos lavyonim. Why is Shloach Manos mentioned before matanos lavyonim? So he explains along the same line as the Chasam Sofer understands. Chazal recognized how important Matanos L'Avyoinim are on Purim. Furthermore, he suggests that the entire Nes Purim that happened at that time was only because of the Mitzvah Tzedakah. But Chazal were concerned that there will be individuals who will refuse to take tzedakah, And because of that, they said, give Shalchmanis. Shalchmanis, everybody gets. Everybody receives. And that's how you'll guarantee that there will be tzedakah. However, there is another explanation in why we give Mishloach Manos, and that is because we want to show the connection that exists between Klal Yisrael. Haman said about Klal Yisrael, Yeshlam Am Achad Mefuzim Meforad, that we're a nation that's not unified, and by giving Shalach Manos, we show that there is a connection between all of us. In fact, I saw a very beautiful pshat, because the Mefarshim asked, if indeed we want to show that there's a connection between all of us, why is this specifically on Purim more than any other Yontif? So I saw from the Ostritzer, quoted in the Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh, he says, we're going to learn later in our Masechta, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, "Lomnus Chayvus Einem Shal Yisrael Shebeoisadok Kliya." Why did Klal Yisrael deserve such a punishment in that time? Neshet Polchul Tzelem, because they worshipped Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara, "V'chimas Uponim Yesh B'Davar?" If they indeed worshipped Avodah Zarah, they deserved the punishment. So why didn't they get it? Says the Gemara, they really didn't mean to worship Avodah Zarah. It was only a charade. So, explains the Ostritzer. In that generation, one Jew did not want to eat from another Jew, because he saw his neighbor, the Jew, worshipping Avodah Zarah. And he didn't know if his fellow Jew was worshipping Avodah Zarah because he really believed in that Avodah Zarah, or it was like his worshipping, which was only a charade. So everybody, and because if the other Jew is truly worshipping Avodah Zarah, then you're not allowed to eat from his meat, you're obviously not allowed to drink his wine. So what happened was, because of the circumstances, no one was eating by the next individual. Then, Baruch Hashem, the nice Purim happened. And everybody realized that everybody really, Chas V'Shalom, wasn't worshipping Avodah Zarah. They were all truly Avodah Hashem. And now they were able to resume eating by each other. And because now they were able to resume eating by each other, that's why they wanted to show that by giving Shalach Manos. The Mefarshim explain that where do we see that giving gifts creates this type of a connection? It says in the Torah twice, actually. One may not take a bribe. The pasuk says, so the Mefarshim explain that as soon as people get connected, because one gives the other a gift, that automatically creates a bond. And therefore, they can't take Shalach Manos. That's why you can't take a bribe, because you are now connected to the person who gave you a bribe. In fact, the Gemara Masechtik Subis, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis, teaches us, Rav Shmuel Bar Elisha Kohen Hay. Rav Shmuel Bar Elisha was a Kohen, and a person brought him, as is the obligation to give to a Kohen, Reishis HaGeis. Amalei Rav Shmuel, so Rav Shmuel asked this person, Menayin Ata, from where do you come? So he said, Mokim Plani, he told him from whatever. So he asked him, from where you live until here, you couldn't find another individual to give your Reishis HaGeis? So he answered him, I had a Din Torah, and I figured, since I'm coming here for the Din Torah, I'll already give you Reishis HaGeis. Shmuel refused to take the Reishis Hageis. But not only did he refuse to take the Reishis Hageis, but he refused to sit in the Din Torah, just because that person wanted to give him a gift. And Rabbi Shmuel, as he stood in the Beis Din, observing the Din Torah, now wasn't even a member of the Beis Din, was starting to think in his mind, this person who wanted to give me this gift, he could have said this, he could have said that, to win in this case. So he said to on himself immediately, Tipach nafshon shemekabo yishoichet. Those that receive shoichet should be cursed. And he said, Ma ani shloim yitalti. I didn't take any shoichet. I already start, look what happened. Certainly, somebody who takes shoichet, somebody who takes shoichet, look what happens. In fact, and therefore we see that by giving gifts, we create a bond between people, which is the purpose of the Shalach Manas. In fact, based on this, there's a question in the Paiskim, if a Rav or a Dayan could take Shalach Manas on Purim. And the Paiskim indeed say that if someone has a Din Torah by a Rav, and he doesn't use, and this is a Rav that he normally doesn't send Shalach Manas to, he has no right to send him this year Shalach Manas. In fact, I saw there were Rabbonim that were careful never to notice what Shalach Manas they got from people in their community in order to avoid this problem. On the other hand, I saw there were Rabbonim that went out of their way to know what kind of Shalach Manas they got. Because if the purpose of the Shalach Manas is to create this bond, it's only created if you know that you got the gift. The Brisker Rav I saw was Makbid. Every Shalach Manas he received to take notice who sent him Shalach Manas, what wasn't the Shalach Manas, in order to create this bond. So in other words, we have two reasons why we have Shalach Manas. One is to have Fesudas Purim, and the other is that to create friendship amongst Klal Yisrael. I saw another pshat why we give Shalach Manas. As we know, Purim, there was a tremendous nes. And Klal Yisrael, at that point, each person recognized and said, the reason the nes happened wasn't because of me. I wasn't worthy for the nes to happen. It was because of someone else. And because each person took this attitude that it's not I who deserved the nes, it was the other person who was deserving of the nes, and because he had the nes, I also had a nes. So therefore, everybody sent each other's gifts, akaras hatoiv, that because of you, I had this nes. And as the Pais can point out, given all these various reasons for Shalach, these two primary reasons for Shalach Manas, whether it's for Sudas Purim or whether it's to create this band, there's going to be a lot of nafkaminas lahalocha. The Ramah paskins in Simen Tov Reish Tzadik Hei that if you send somebody Shalach Manas and he refuses to accept them, you have still fulfilled the mitzvah. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Nechaf Daled disagrees, quotes the Pri Chodesh, the Chasam Sofer, that disagree. What's the nafkamina? If we say that the mitzvah Shalach Manas is to create this relationship, so it makes no difference if they accepted or didn't accept. The fact that he knows that I wanted to send him a gift is enough to be considered to create this bond. If, however, the purpose of Shalach Manas is for Sudas Purim, so then if he won't have for my food Sudas Purim, then I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. Similarly, if somebody sends Shalach Manas anonymously, or somebody, if a family member, if somebody in my family sent Shalach Manas to someone else without my knowledge, if we say the vart is that the other person should have for the Sudas Purim, so he had for the Sudas Purim. But if it's for Kiruv Hadas, the Kiruv Hadas has not been fulfilled. And the Ksav Sofer in the Shuvah Ksav Sofer Simen Kuf Mem Aleph indeed says that we should try to be makbid for both reasons when we send Shalach Manas, both for the reason of Kirv Hadas and also for the reason to have for Sudas Purim. And as we will, Amit Hashem, discuss further in our Shiurim, the Halachas of Shalach Manas, we'll see other nafkaminas between these two reasons. So, as we've been discussing, Shalach Manas is a very important mitzvah of Purim, as we say in the Megillah. And the question is, why is a bracha not made when we send Shalach Manas? So certainly according to the pshat of the Manas Halevi that we just explained, that the purpose of Shalach Manas is to create a bond between people. So just because I send you Shalach Manas doesn't mean that now you're my friend. And therefore, since the entire purpose of Shalach Manas is to create this friendship, which might not have been created, a bracha is not recited. Along the same line, I saw from the Shalos Tshuvos Chasan Sofer, Simen Ayin Beis, that Shalach Manas is primarily a mitzvah shebelev, a mitzvah that has to do with feelings. And the halacha is that a mitzvah that has to do with feelings, we don't make a bracha. The raya is that we don't make a bracha on bittul chametz, because that too is toli belev. Another pshat, and this is in fact one of the reasons why we don't make a bracha when we give tzedakah. Tzedakah, anything that depends on someone else, that I'm not in control of the act, we don't make a bracha. And therefore, giving tzedakah, which depends on the recipient receiving the tzedakah, that is a mitzvah that I don't make a bracha on. The Shailos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachos, Madur Tinyono, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes, suggests that since the halacha is the lechatchila, the way to give Shalach Manas is through a shliach, and that's what the word the Megillah use, Mishloach Manas, and we see it in the Gemara as well, where Ravis sent Mori Shalach Manas through Abaya. So since the mitzvah is not always done through a shliach, the halacha is we don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that I don't do myself, that I could only do through a shliach. Another pshat that I saw from the Shalos HaTshuvos Divrei Yisrael, Ayur Chaim, Chelek Aleph Simen, Reish Chaf Dalet, goes back to the Chasam Sofer and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Vort that we said earlier. They explain that the true purpose of Shalach Manas is really as part of Matanas Lavyoinim. But like we explained earlier in our shir, Chazal were concerned that there are individuals who refuse to take Mishloach Manas, and because they're such individuals, Chazal said that we should give Mishloach Manas, and like that, people who normally wouldn't take tzedakah will now accept it. So if that's the case, it turns out that Mishloach Manas is not a mitzvah for itself. Mishloach Manas is only a way to help truly fulfill Matanas Lavyoinim. And since it's only there to help fulfill Matanas Lavyoinim, it's not its own mitzvah, we don't make a bracha on it. The Sefer Ma'adim Vizmanim in Chayel Ches quotes the Sridei Eish and says a beautiful vart. He says, if we're saying that the entire purpose of giving Shalach Manas is to create this feeling of friendship amongst Klal Yisrael, he says, if I give someone a gift and the person who I give a gift to feels that I gave him a gift because I was obligated to give him a gift. It's not because I really wanted to give him a gift. That gift is not a real gift. He says a gift is a gift when you give it because you want to give it, not because you have to give it. So he explains beautifully. He says, if we were going to make a bracha shal chmanis, then I've defeated the whole purpose. The whole purpose of giving shal chmanis is to make the next person feel, as we're explaining, that I truly want to be his friend. I truly want to be close with him. But if I'm giving him shal chmanis with a bracha, so I'm not giving you shal chmanis because I want to give you shal chmanis. I'm giving you shal chmanis because I have to give you shal chmanis. That defeats the entire purpose, and that's why a bracha is not recited in shal chmanis. One more reason why a bracha is not recited in shal chmanis is because the Paiskim in general say that a mitzvah is sichlius, that a mitzvah is that makes sense, that a mitzvah is that we should fulfill even without HaKadosh Baruch Hu having told us, we don't make a bracha. For example, we don't make a bracha on Kibbur Avein because it's understood that one has to fulfill Kibbur Avein. If we're explaining that the purpose of Shal Chmanis is to create this relationship amongst Klal Yisrael, to create this level of friendship amongst Klal Yisrael, so if so, certainly we should not make a bracha on Shal Chmanis, because it's a mitzvah sichlius. It makes sense that all of Klal Yisrael should be b'shalom b'shalva v'achdus v'reyus.